dialect or whatever you call it to their to their own speaking.
Yeah, that's what someone was telling me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But how would they treat you though? Would they just say you sound different, or would they say
no? I guess they would just go along and just ask me, you know, if I lived here in Texas or where I was
from. But they'd accept you.
Oh yes, yes. There's no discrimination in Mexico.
Is there any discrimination here?
Well, not here in Laredo, but in other parts of Texas and farther north, I believe there is.
What about in San Diego?
Oh no, San Diego is just a little town, and everybody knows everybody else, and the people are very friendly and very easy to get along with.
Is that on the border?
San Diego? No, it's.
You said.
Do you know where? About 85 miles from here. Yeah. You know where Freer is, don't you? Well, it's right next to Freer.
Oh, I see. So it's close to this county.
Yes, it's, well, I believe it's Duval County. and then Webb. I don't know how it works, but it's not too far away.
What about the younger generation? Are they more, what's their language like? Are they better in English and worse in Spanish, or?
Well, no. Now that it's compulsory that they take Spanish, I have a granddaughter who's 13 years old, and she sometimes corrects me in my Spanish because she loves Spanish. She goes to Holding Institute also, and being that in Holding most of the students are from some parts of Mexico, and she gets along very well with them, and she has learned better Spanish than I ever spoke.
Where is Holding Institute?
It's on the north side of town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in Laredo.
Yes, it's here in Laredo. You know where Woolco Department Store is, don't you?
I think so.
Well, it's farther down from Woolco. And then you take a little road to your left. It's a very good school.
Do a lot of students from Mexico go to school in the United States?
Yes, a lot of students from Mexico, in fact, attend Holding Institute and Mary Help of Christians. That's a Catholic school, and San Agustin. That's another Catholic school, and yes, we have quite a bit of students from Mexico come to Laredo to study.
Do you think Laredo and the Mexican Laredo are they pretty much the same? To me, it seemed like it was sort of like one community. You know, I mean, it seemed like people here had friends just across the border, and
people
go back and forth. Does it seem that way to you?
Yes. And in fact, I have a daughter who's married to a boy who is a citizen, a United States citizen, but he was born in Mexico. And he has an aunt who lives across the river in El Laredo. And once in a while we go